views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell. Walking the path of freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin, and co-host, Jeremy Newdell.
Hello, everybody. Oh my gosh, I am so excited for today's show. I was getting goosebumps just listening to the intro, waiting to come in. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. My name is Andrew Martin. I'm coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and I am so excited for our final show of the year. Jeremy, can you believe it?
I can't believe it. I really can't. 2017, it's a trip. It's a trip. I feel like it's a dream.
Uh-huh. A dream wrapped in a nightmare. I know you and I have been chatting a little bit. We caught up yesterday. And welcome back, by the way. I know that you were in the throes of finals the last episode and were able to join. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Porter, for completing your school.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's a chapter ended.
And what better way to send 2017 packing? I know that this has been, man, I mean, I think a challenging year would be an understatement.
Yeah.
I think it's
been a very intense year, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the past couple of months, at least for me, November and December have felt like another year's worth of intensity packed into just two short months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really,
to say the least.
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, that's a whole other show topic for us to just talk about. And I think, you know, what's fascinating to me is I think it really does show the truth of how time really is just an illusion, and we create and grow and experience ourselves more and more outside of the constraints of linear time, because really it does feel like a whole lifetime was lived in just the past couple of months, at least to me.
Totally.
Yeah. Which is kind of a good lead in, I think, for today's show topic. Today's topic is all about the energies of 2018. And, you know, I think that it's important to make it clear that this is not really a prediction, right? I'm not going to be Sylvia Brown on Mantel doing, you know, predictions for the upcoming year necessarily. That's not really what we're going for today, although there's nothing wrong with that. I think today, really, what we want to talk about with our wonderful guest is the energies of 2018, the influences that we see coming in already, sort of the themes perhaps of the upcoming year. And I know you and I have talked about it a little bit, Jeremy, about sort of we're starting to get a picture of what 2018 is starting to look like. Mm-hmm. And our guest today is David Manning, who is a dear friend and an amazing, amazing practitioner. David is a storyteller. He's a sound healer and a mystic. His energy work, which is so powerful and beautiful, it cuts through limitations and those old patterns and beliefs. David has this amazing ability to perceive the structure and the energetic shape of the stories that we hold individually and collectively, and how those influence the individual energy field and the collective energy field. And he has a really amazing way of giving voice to them and putting words around these concepts that are oftentimes very difficult to give voice to. And his work is really about dissolving those old forms and dissolving those old patterns. And he's a very special energetic technician who has a very unique skill set, and just a really lovely man. So welcome to the show, David.
Andrew, that's such a lovely introduction. I'm so happy to be here. And it's lovely to chat with you and Jeremy at this this pivotal point, I think, you know, that we find ourselves at this moment. And, you know, we were talking earlier on about this lovely stage between at this time of year when it's like the planet holds its breath. And here we are in this gap between the in and the out breath, I think, and it feels like a very creative space.
It really does. And, you know, even as you're saying the planet holds his breath, I'm reminded, like, don't forget to breathe. Because I find myself sort of holding my breath this time of year, you know, and I think the intensity of this past year has many of us almost bracing for what's coming. Yeah. But before we dive too much into the topic, I would love for you, David, to just tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, what you do, perhaps in your own words.
Wow, there's a question. I always find this one difficult, but I led a very, very dysfunctional life, to put it mildly. And I grew up in a very dysfunctional family. High levels of addiction from the word go, and that was how my life played out. For the first almost 40 years, really, I was very multidimensional as a child. I was hearing voices and seeing things. There was, of course, like everybody else, no support for that in my childhood. And I was growing up in a small town on the Welsh coast in the 1960s. And that all got packaged away as I dived deeper and deeper into my personal addictions. And I was doing that from a very early age. And then it started to wake up again in my 20s, when I had left that small town and come to live in London, and those voices came back online, and I thought, I'm maybe not doing enough drugs, or I'm doing too many drugs. I didn't quite know what was the answer there. And so I lived a life where I was running my addiction, and also this psychic and spiritual world was opening up at the same time. And of course, that drove me completely crazy, because I wasn't willing to let go of my addictions. I thought I could do them both at the same time, and you can't. And that almost killed me. So I had a really beautiful but intense experience with liver cancer back at the turn of the century in 2001, 2002. That was my choice point in terms of, did I want to live or die? And that, you know, it was a terminal cancer in terms of its prognosis. And I chose to live, and the cancer was gone very quickly after I made that choice. And that really began the very conscious work of unearthing, you know, the damage, the pain, the wounding that we all have to wade through in order to find our wholeness that is always there underneath the damage and the wounding that we have believed to be real. And all of this other stuff was waiting for me to pick it up and run with it. And that had always been the option for me. I made very clear choices to give myself to self-destruction rather than to wholeness. And the beautiful thing for me was that wholeness was always waiting for me, and wholeness was always stronger than my determination to kill myself. So and I think, I'm hoping that's true for humanity as a whole at this point in time.
Well, and that's, you share your story so beautifully, and I think that that is kind of in many ways where we are, you know. I think, and as you were speaking, it's like this image of just packing this wound full of stuff, right? We just keep layering on and layering on and layering on, trying to numb whatever it is or fill whatever it is. And now that's all being unpacked, and now we're being asked to kind of sit with this and contend with all of the stuff that we've done, whether unconsciously or consciously, both individually and as a collective. And I know, you know, Jeremy and I were talking about the intensity of the solstice. You and I were talking about the intensity of it. And do you feel that the solstice, I mean, I think that the solstice is always a big marker, but in terms of this year, what was your impression of kind of what happened around that time?
Yeah, I think it is a big marker in terms of our relationship with the sun. And what I experience often at the solstice, so the past few solstices, winter solstices in particular, I experience, it's as if the sun moves into the Earth's energy field and overlays it completely. So there's this extraordinary download direct from our sun, which of course is mapped to all of the suns in this universe. of this extraordinary field of energy that just sort of drops into the planetary field and becomes available. It's like, here's your next year's working model. Get on with that. And it happens very quickly. There's a precise moment of the solstice, and at that time I often experience a terrific surge of energy moving, and this year was no exception. And what I saw, I was running an event at that time in the College of Psychic Studies in London, where you're going to be in the not too distant future. We were there, and I was watching the energy come in, and it was pushing very, very deeply into the structure and patterns in the bodies and energy fields of the people that were sitting in this room. And I was watching this energy, and I thought, this is really, really beautiful. But I know when I see that and when I feel that, that the energy is sort of merciless in a sense, you know.
Yeah.
It's no messing. It's just, it's got a job to do. And it's not, it's completely unconditional in its desire to move us through our evolutionary stages. It doesn't care what we have to contend with in order to get there, because we signed up for this. We agreed to be on the planet holding these frequencies at this point in time. And so this is extraordinary grace that we find ourselves in. It just feels like a shitstorm. That's, you know, it can do. It can also feel, and you know, if you give yourself, I think, plenty of space and time to be with the energy, to feel it, to listen to it, then you get to see the grace. But if you're running from it, it feels like you're being chased by the worst monster in creation, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I think, we've begun to sort of move in the direction of what we see for 2018. And we've got a lot of aspects that we can talk about when we come back. And if you are listening and you have some questions that you would like to pose to myself or Jeremy or David, go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click on the player that you see my and Jeremy's face on, and another window will open up. And there's a little corner up there that says ask. So you can email us your question or comment directly. We are going to take a quick break, and you are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal, listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing, feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHELL.com/tips.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Life Untethered. I'm Andrew Martin, here with my guest, David Manning, and my co-host, Jeremy Nudell. And we are talking about the energies of 2018. And before the break, and we already have a couple of questions, which I'm super excited about. But before the break, David, you were talking about how the solstice that we just recently went through on the 21st was really this download of kind of the template, if we want to think of it that way, for the upcoming year. And one of the questions we have, this is from Ingrid. She said, thank you for the Solstice Live broadcast from the College of Psychic Studies. Her question is, what are you perceiving as the biggest message or two that you have received about 2018?
I sat this morning to meditate because I thought I need to have something to talk about on this, on Andrew's radio show. And as soon as I closed my eyes, I was aware of this extraordinarily vast field of energy that is waiting. And it's waiting for us to open to it and receive it. It's waiting for us to recognize that we are so extraordinarily loved and supported at every second of every millisecond of every moment. And we have locked ourselves into this world of separation, you know, so strongly, so thoroughly, and we've needed to, for whatever reason, God knows what all of those reasons are, but we have needed to convince ourselves of our separateness, and now we're unraveling the separation anxiety, if you like, and finding that it was never real in the first place. But there is extraordinarily fields of support, of creativity, of artistry, of invention, I think, waiting for us to expand our awareness of ourselves out beyond the field of this planet where we have been locked into, and connect with, you know, the cosmic fields that are us too, connecting with our multidimensional selves, our higher selves, and integrating those levels of us. And now, it always has been available. You know, people have always done that and always shown us how to do that. But now it's happening en masse. And this solstice, I think, was a real unveiling of, you know, the matrix of control that has been woven around this planet and that each of us embodies to one extent or another. So I think it's that's the single most significant thing for me, is that we are deeply and totally loved and supported, and to remember that as much as we can, because it's so easy, you know, we tend to forget and move back into our idea of aloneness and separation so quickly.
Yeah, and I think you touched on something very beautiful before the break about, you know, these energies, and I've spoken with both of you about this idea that these energies for 2018 feel like, and as Capricorn Saturn has moved back into Capricorn, that energy feels very much like the teacher that we all had in grade school or in, you know, junior high, whenever, that was very hard on us, very tough on us, and really, really pushed us. And at the time, maybe we didn't like it, but it was, like you said, it was this unconditional thing of like, no, I know the truth of who you are. I know what you're capable of. I know what you came here to do. And I am holding you to that. Whether or not you like it is irrelevant.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then, you know, hindsight, we look back and we go, oh my gosh, it was one of the most amazing teachers I ever had. And I think that for me, that's what these energies feel like, is the time, you know, and you say this all the time, Jeremy, the only claim the divine ever makes is I am. Mm. Right? So
yes,
the divine doesn't care if you're comfortable or scared or, you know, not wanting to do this. It's kind of like we've reached the moment where all, you know, it's, there's no more time really to spend not wanting to do it.
No, yes. We've got to move through our resistance, haven't we? But I think that's such a beautiful phrase, Jeremy. The only claim the divine makes is I am. I think that sums it up. That's so perfect.
It's really interesting because from my perspective, we look at 2012, and we look at sort of these last, you know, 5 years. And coming into 2018, I feel like it's almost like we've been collectively living this game show, in a sense, out where it's like, you know, so you want to be free, you know, it's the game show. And now we're at a time where, you know, we've sort of, yes, I want to be free. I want to be free. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to open myself up. And I feel like 2018, you know, these last couple months have been sort of a foreshadowing, an energetic template, so to speak, of kind of what it's, you know, what it has in store for us energetically. And I think a big theme for 2018, where it's like, okay, you've said you wanted to be free, you really committed to it, but now this is the time where the rubber hits the road. This is the time where you're going to be tested and you're going to be challenged, not by anything outside of you, of course, by your own hand, in a sense. You're going to be tested and put through challenges so you can actually, you know, you can actually come to the conclusion, do I want to actually be free? And of course, that's what we all want to do. We all want to be liberated. We all want to be free in our lives in every sense, be at an energy positive and not be at an energy deficit, not feeling like we don't have the energy for the world that we want to have, because that is ultimately what freedom is having the energy for the world that you want to give. And so 2018 to me feels very much like the start of the actual building process. And again, you said, you know, Saturn just went into Capricorn, and that's its home. Saturn wants to be in Capricorn. And so, you know, Saturn is the goat, or Capricorn is the goat slowly going up the mountain. It's the goat slowly climbing up. And so we're sort of, and it's all about physical reality. Saturn is physicalness. It's actual material reality. And so we're entering a time where we've said yes, we've said yes, we've said yes, but now it's actually kind of time to put our money where our mouth is and to really commit. I think commitment is one of the biggest themes of 2018. Am I actually willing to do what it takes to completely be free?
Mm. Yeah, and even when you're saying that, which is so beautiful, and P.S., I want you to start that game show, So You Want to Be Free. I think you're on to something.
Or at least a board game. Maybe a board game, if not a game show. Huh?
Yeah, because it does feel, and you know, that's what I love about Capricorn, is it's no nonsense. I always see Capricorn as the director with the clipboard and the headset saying, you're on in 5 minutes, go. And it doesn't care if you're uncomfortable or if you have stage fright or if you didn't learn your lines. That's, I think, what we've had the past 4 years have been about, learning your lines and kind of prepping yourself. But you hit on a point that I think is really important, Jeremy, and something that I think we've all three experienced in our own way, is the physicality now of where we are. And how I think, you know, in 2012, all of these changes started coming in at the energetic level, at the etheric and non-physical level. So it was an emotional experience, and then it was a mental experience, and then it was an energetic experience. And this physical experience that we are now being called to embody and to ground in is all part of the same experience, but exactly what you said, now it's real. Now it's, you can touch it and you taste it and you feel it. And at this point, it's almost like you can't really go back. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be all doomsday about it, but it's like, we have made the choice and we're already here. And now we're entering the phase of, okay, this is how you actually practically do it in your physical experience. And it's up to us to take that action.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I think so. Back on the September solstice, at the end of September, I was on a plane going to South Africa. I'll get it right in a minute. And it was a 10 and a half hour journey, and I was, as soon as we took off, there were a download, an influx of energy started, and they were very high frequency. I'd not experienced them before. And I was told, these are your home frequencies. They've not been on the planet before. These are the frequencies you incarnated to ground for the planet for this phase at this point in time. There's nothing more important for you to be doing. And when I tracked them back, they looked to be coming from outside of this universe. Now, I was told that the solstice would see a huge influx of those frequencies, and I think there has been. And these are the frequencies, from my understanding, which we get to create the new world with. And that, to me, seems really, really exciting. But we have to start taking action from this place of deep trust in our own divinity, rather than staying anchored in our woundedness. You know, we've all got acres and acres of wounds, but we've all got this vast backstory that is from, you know, this planet, from other dimensions, other worlds, vast trainings in temples and spiritual traditions on this planet that have been covered over. All of that is our heritage waiting to be uncovered, waiting to come online. And this is the time that we get to put that stuff into action, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's one of the big themes that I'm seeing, and we're going to go to break in a second, so maybe we can open this up more deeply in the next segment, but the idea of trusting our desires. You know, we've been taught for so long that you can't have it. You're not capable. You're not worthy. It has to come outside of you, or you have to kneel and genuflect and bow and scrape for some deity up there to give it to you. And all the clearing that we have gone through over the past 5 years has been bringing us to this point of it's okay to want what you want and trusting that you can have it and that you're capable of creating it. And that's the beauty of, I think, taking action in this field is it's really kind of difficult to make a mistake that's, you know, irreversible one, because we are so deeply now in this co-creative place with these energies and with our teams, our helpers and our guides, that we're not doing it alone. So anything that may be a wobble, or perhaps we, you know, went a little left of the target, it's so easily corrected and it's so easily compensated for, I think, now. I think it's an immediate thing.
The trick is listen to your heart, and that will be the most beautiful guide, I think. Like you say, you can't get it wrong at this stage.
Yeah. Beautiful. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. We are here with our amazing guest, David Manning. Today we are discussing the energies of 2018, and as usual, the hour is just flying by. And one of the things we were talking about on the break, and you know, I think that this is a good good way to start this new segment, and Jeremy, you set it up perfectly, I think, in our last segment, talking about how you were feeling like 2018, Saturn in Capricorn is, you know, this is really about you say you want to be free. Are you ready to be free? And this quote that came across my awareness yesterday or this morning on social media that I want to share, and then we can sort of discuss around this. It's this Lao Tzu quote, and it says, "Do not go about worshiping deities and religious institutions as the source of the subtle truth. To do so is to place intermediaries between yourself and the divine, and to make of yourself a beggar who looks outside for a treasure that is hidden inside his own breast." I mean, isn't that just kind of it, don't you think?
Yeah, totally. It's so perfect. It hits the nail on the head so beautifully. And it's true now, our divinity, that we have been so encouraged for thousands of years to place outside of us, is now opening up at a cellular level. It's inescapable.
Yes.
And so, you know, what I saw on that December solstice of 2012 was that we could literally have pushed all of our spiritual texts into the fire at that point, because there was no roadmap for where we are going. Mm-hmm. We've not been there as a collective before, you know? And everything that we've learned, everything we've done, a lot of it has been false. You know, things like the teachings of original sin are a really nasty lie that have created huge problems on this planet for thousands of years. And another big one is man shall have dominion over the earth. Mm. And that's got us into awful trouble here. They're lies. And now we're recognizing our connectedness to everything. And that we are the angels, we are the saviors that we've been waiting for. So it's, I think that quote is totally, totally perfect for where we find ourselves.
Yeah, and that, you know, that idea of, you know, the sort of religious program that you are born broken, you are born a sinner, and that you have to desperately cling to the hope for the rest of your life that if you cut off enough of yourself, that you will maybe be blessed with the, you know, the kingdom of heaven after you die, right? This idea that it's never going to be when you're alive, it's never coming from inside of you, and you might get it if you're lucky.
Yeah, and but more than likely you're going to end up in some hell or purgatory zone for all of eternity, you know?
Right. And I think being separated from our bodies is such a huge part of that. You know, we've been taught to be ashamed of our body, to fear the body, that our body is a dirty, horrible, awful thing, that it's, you know, something that is almost a burden or liability in a sense. And you were talking about something very interesting, David, about your ideas around virtual reality and what that was sort of bringing up for you energetically and what you saw. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, because I think this is going to be a really big theme moving forward now. And in the last half of this year, I spent quite a bit of time off-grid, off internet with no telephone, and that was the first time ever, really. And coming back to London, I was dipping in and out of that. I really got to understand the impact of electromagnetic frequencies in our system, or in my energy field. Mm. And I've not really paid a huge amount of attention to that before. And I sat and meditated on it, and I was given a nice piece of guidance around this, which is A, that these frequencies are going to be pushed more and more strongly now, mm-hmm. that there's a real seduction for a large portion of humanity that hasn't developed its connection with anything deep and real to be pulled more and more into these frequencies, because these frequencies do take up residence in our field and in our body. But these frequencies are produced by corporations. They are, in effect, low-level mind control, and I think that level of mind control is going to amplify as we move forward. And there was something interesting. I went to see the Star Wars film yesterday, and what struck me most was not the film itself, but the trailers beforehand, and there were a lot of films that are dealing with virtual reality. Now, this is the real encouragement for us to literally lose touch with what is real, our physical body, nature, you know, real face-to-face communication, and move into these worlds where we can seem to have whatever we want. But of course, it's fantasy, but we'll plow a lot of energy into those worlds, and they are energetic constructs. That energy does go somewhere, and it feeds systems that perhaps would love to maintain us in the enslaved status quo.
Yeah, and I don't think that it's any coincidence that the rise of that, you know, basically the temptation or the invitation to leave the body is coming up at this time when, from an energetic perspective, we are actually being called to now embody and more deeply root into the physical self. And now all the work that we've done has cleared out so much that now, you know, for lack of a better explanation, the light quotient that we are able to carry now within a physical form, I think, is grander and greater than ever before.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the beautiful capacities and capabilities that are natural to the body, its own multidimensionality, its own wisdom, its own capacity to heal, is now, as we have cleared the decks of a lot of the historic patterning and trauma, that's going to start to reveal itself.
Yeah.
But we have to be present in the body for that to happen. We have to be paying attention. And the seduction here, and I think a lot of the population on the planet haven't really paid attention to evolution and have given themselves over to a soulless identity, to corporate reality in a sense. And yeah. This is something that's going to be really, really important and really something we're going to have to pay a lot of attention to, because I think these frequencies are going to be amplifying and getting stronger and stronger. And there are ways in which we can buffer ourselves against those. And I'll be doing some work around this in the early part of next year, starting in January. But it is something we really need to pay attention to. And the most simple way to do that is by spending time in nature, paying attention to what is real, because we are nature. You know, our body is an animal, and we need to respect it and be with it at that level, in communication with it.
Yeah, and I think that it's beautiful for anyone that's listening and is like, you know, oh my God, what's happening? You know, there seems to be some fear or panic for some people around that, even as you're stating it. And I think the simplest remedy for that is to really begin to create a conscious relationship with your body. Yeah. And to learn how to trust your body and listen to it and spend the time meditating or being quiet. Or, you know, there was a long time where I'm not now because I'm living with someone. But when I was living by myself, I would unplug my Wi-Fi at night. And I would try to minimize my exposure to those frequencies. And just learning how to listen to the body, that will always lead you away from any sort of, you know, nefarious ideas or anything that's perhaps not as good for you energetically. So I think really, you know, we're realizing more and more that the simple things, the things that we already know how to do, what I say is, you know, the technology that comes hardwired into the system that we're born with, those are the simplest, most powerful tools that we have access to.
Totally, totally. And, you know, we have to remember and trust in this understanding that we are multidimensional. We exist across time and space in all dimensions, and we are not actually enslaved to anything. In this planetary system, we have believed ourselves to be powerless and weak and, you know, very much enslaved, but that isn't the truth. So yeah. I had an experience when I had the cancer that I was having the chemotherapy and all of that sort of stuff, and I was dealing with all of the side effects, which were horrendous. And then I remembered that I was infinitely creative. And I asked, what can I do with this? I was given a download of information and energy that as soon as I applied it, it stopped my side effects almost completely overnight. Now, it's not a good idea to take chemotherapy, but, you know, there are all sorts of strategies we can employ. And the simplest being rest in our own divinity and trust the frequencies of that are more powerful than any man-made frequencies at all.
Yeah.
So it always is coming back to that, the simplicity of knowing who we are, knowing what we are. And that thankfully is becoming much, much easier. So it's just not to give in to fear.
Yeah. And I think the beauty of what 2018 holds for us is we are so greatly and profoundly supported in making those new choices and in remembering and simply asking, saying, okay, I don't really know how to do this, but I want to try, or I'm open to it, or I'm curious or willing, you know, yes, I want to be free. So show me how to do it, right? Give me some breadcrumbs that I can start following.
Yeah.
Fascinating conversation. We're going to take our final break. We're going to come back with one more segment with our friend David Manning. You're listening to A Life Untethered on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to A Life Untethered here on Transformation Talk Radio. It is our final episode of 2017, and I know that many of you probably share the sentiment that we're ready to send this year packing. So, so Jeremy and I today are talking to David Manning about the concepts and the energies and the patterns and the themes that we see coming in for 2018. And we do have a question that I want to discuss real quick. But before we get into that, David, I want to give you an opportunity to share with listeners your website, your social media. How can they find you? You know, is there a newsletter they should be signing up for? Share with them your contact info.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Andrew. I will. So my website is davidmanningenergywork.com, www.davidmanningenergywork. And I think that's in the link for this radio show. You can email me at david@davidmanningenergywork.com. On my website there's a sign up thing for my newsletter, because I haven't got anything planned, you know, solidly planned for next year, but lots and lots of things are coming into fruition, including this project of working to create buffer zones, energetic buffer zones that really help us to nullify the impact of electromagnetic pollution and, well, all sorts of pollution actually. So I'll be doing that probably mid-January, and then this series of free planetary meditations that will be, I think, really, really powerful. Usually when I do a teleconference, there's, you know, usually between 100 and 150 of us gather, and that creates a really, really strong field of energy. And I think moving forward that these co-creative fields that we create, you know, human beings on the planet and our multidimensional selves, our higher selves, and all of the fields of energy that are supporting us, we create fields of energy that can have a really huge impact here on the ground. And I think that's a really, really significant thing that we're only just getting to understand the power of. And I think that's going to unveil itself a lot moving forward. So it would be great if you could sign up for my newsletter, which would be on my website. And at Facebook, then I'm David Manning Energy Work again. So it's, it would be lovely, really lovely to make contact with some more of your listeners. And
fantastic. And,
yeah.
So our we do have another question that I think is is one that would be a good way for us to start to close this discussion out. Henriette from Denmark says, first she says, Happy New Year to all. And
Happy
she asks, is time or energy going to slow down in 2018? And she says that many of us feel that 2017 has been so quick and time has gone so fast that it's been too intense. I would raise my hand and say, yes, I agree. It's been really incredibly intense. But my response to that is no, it's not going to slow down.
Yeah. And but, I would agree with that.
Yeah. But you had an interesting concept about this, Jeremy, about how we can use how time seems to be moving so much faster, and how you actually can sort of use that to your advantage.
Yeah, I think it really ties back really nicely to this idea of Capricorn and Saturn, because Saturn is dealing with time. That's really what it rules, is time and physical reality and the stuff that, you know, the stuff that you can touch and feel. And what's really interesting about how time is like shifting, honestly, for all of us, is time is really a symbol of what it means to exist in a physical reality. It's really just a symbol. It's really not real. I mean, we've all heard time is an illusion, but it really is symbolic of your ability, your relationship to be in a body, to exist in a body. And so, you know, how many of us, is it a little difficult for us to sit down and sort of just be quiet for an extended period of time? It's really showing us our own relationship with time. And the one of the coolest things about this journey and the place that we're at right now, we're at a crux where our relationship with time is actually becoming more consciously embedded in our processes, in our daily processes. And so as we go through our normal, you know, just as the sun sets every day and we have our seasons, you know, our body, our physical vessel goes through these different cycles as well. And our relationship to the cycles that we go through is changing. And so it's accelerating, meaning that there's little cycles that we go through every year, and those symbolic cycles are actually getting closer and closer together. So we actually complete these cycles at a much faster rate. And so sometimes they'll get closer and they'll get farther and they'll stretch and they'll bend, but it's almost becoming like this multidimensional relationship we have with time and with our own process. I think that time in and of itself is an amazing symbol for your spiritual evolution. Your relationship with time is revealing a lot about where you are and how you are able to exist in the body and be comfortable in this I am and I exist and that's okay. Or is it based on how well you can be in the body for an extended period amount of time consciously? And so I think our relationship with time is changing, because again, time is the symbol of what it means to be in the body. And our whole idea of what it means to be in the body and what it means to exist is completely just shifting. We want to be free. We want to be sovereign in the body. And our relationship with that kind of comes along for the ride.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I mean, that's like, we could just talk about that for another hour. And I think that, you know, what I've found, because I experienced the same thing, time seems to be speeding up. But what I perceive it as is actually, as we move out of the controlled matrix of this, you know, lower density, third dimension, whatever you want to call it, we're seeing time collapse. And so I think the mind perceives it as moving faster as we're actually moving into sort of instant manifestation or timeless creation. Yeah. And so to actually take more time to be still and slow down and sit in silence or sit in nature, as you were saying, David, that actually begins to create an experience of it that feels slower. And ironically, by slowing down, we see that time really just kind of collapses. And so the experience of it being too fast seems to collapse with it.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that we can be masters of time too, that we exist outside of time, as well as we're having this experience within the framework of time. And we can bring the aspect of us, or more of us, that exists out of time into the zone that exists within time. And then we get to bend time. We're not enslaved by it, but we have felt enslaved by it here on this planet. And we're now literally, you know, slavery is one of the big constructs that we have had a huge love affair with on this planet. We're stepping out of that construct of enslavement totally now to reclaim or recognize, remember our divinity. Our relationship with time is a part of that enslavement process. We're not enslaved by time, and we're really getting to remember that. So check where you feel hurried and harried and hassled by time, that there isn't enough time, and decide to create more time. Make time your friend, in effect, and have a dialogue with it in the same way that you might with your body, you know, and just say, okay, I need to stretch and bend time here to be able to fit in X, Y, Z. And you can have a lot of fun with this sort of thing and really prove to yourself your own extraordinary creative potential.
Yeah, I do that all the time. If I'm running late or if I'm feeling hurried, I just say, okay, we're bending time, creating a time warp here. I need to be here by 2 o'clock and it's 1:30. So let's stretch some time here. And it's amazing how it just happens.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, this has been such a lovely conversation. I wish we had more time. Thank you. I know, isn't that the we're adding another hour. We're bending. This is a joy. I always enjoy talking with you. Thank you so much for coming on and being part of this conversation.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, this is such a beautiful way to end this year and move into the next phase of our collective evolution. It's been, you know, I'm so delighted to have been invited, Andrew, and we always have great conversations when we get onto Skype, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again when you're in London in my stomping ground in the College of Psychic Studies. So,
February.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Have a happy 2018, and we will see you next year.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at andrewmartin.energy. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you are there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?